Well, thankfully, Hurricane Ian decided to steer away from a lot of that sensitive infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico. Early forecasts would be that Ian could make landfall somewhere in the panhandle of Florida, perhaps close to Louisiana. But ultimately, Hurricane Ian steered away from all that infrastructure. And for that reason, the good news is that Ian is not likely to have any factor on prices. Now, having said that, there are many other factors that are causing prices to go up, especially here in the Great Lakes. Several refinery fires over the last month have boosted prices significantly, and that those issues will likely continue leading to prices that will be higher in Illinois than other areas. That's a good question. According to sources, BP's refinery in Northwest Indiana suffered an electrical fire about a month ago. And then here within the last week and a half, BP and Cenovus, a joint refinery in Toledo, also suffering a fire after major work was done. So it's really not known what's going on. BP, obviously, given the fact that they are down, unable to produce fuel, will likely be working at an accelerated pace to get these refineries or get the Toledo refinery back online as quickly as possible.